Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, the day we introduce a new topic for the week, part of our Daily Challenges, which are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community, studying the same things even though we aren't together at the same time in the same place. So Mondays we introduce the idea, Tuesdays we study it in the Bible, Wednesdays we see how that transforms and challenges our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've learned, Fridays we take time to pray and reflect, Saturdays a day of rest, and then Sundays a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we've got a brand new church that meets in Ajax every second Sunday called Redeemer Church's Family Room. You can find more information at redeemerajax.ca on this innovative new church for young families. Now, I used to be a volunteer paramedic, and it was in the time when defibrillators were first being distributed to different ambulance services in Ontario. They were kind of a new thing. And from what I always heard anyway, every ambulance service, when they had their first defibrillator save, got a plaque to put on the wall showing that they'd saved somebody with this amazing new technology. Now, I served on a rural island. It was about a 20-minute ferry ride to the mainland. And because it was rural and considered remote, it wasn't quite like a city ambulance service with a 9-minute response time and all that. So what happened was those paramedics who lived on the island could actually go home during shifts. They had 10 minutes after a page to respond to the call, where they'd drive to the ambulance base in their uniform, get the ambulance started up, find out where they were going, drive to the call. Furthest point on the island from the base would be about a half hour, and that meant it was also a half hour back to the ferry before there was a 20-minute ferry ride to the mainland and the hospital. So there were some long times involved. And I don't know if this was an urban legend or not, but rumor had it that we were the only ambulance service in Ontario that had never had a defib save and never got the plaque to put on the wall. It was nearly impossible for us to save anybody with a defibrillator. If any one of the paramedics was at home during their shift, they had 10 minutes to drive to the base. For a defibrillator save to happen at all, you've got about 12 minutes after the person drops. 12 minutes. Well, if we've already chewed up 10 minutes of that getting to the base in the first place, there was about 2 minutes to play with there to drive to the call, get out of the vehicle, get the equipment to the person, get it on them, and actually help them. It was nearly impossible. Unfortunately, people on that island, if they had a heart condition like this, it was probably a lost cause if they were ever in need of a defibrillator. Sad but true. Well, I want you to think a little bit today about lost causes you've experienced in your life. Have you ever known somebody who was declared to be palliative, told they had no chance of surviving? Or somebody just generally in life who was told they were a lost cause in their job or in life, told that they'd probably never go anywhere? Why do we write people off like this? And how does it feel? And where do people find hope when everybody tells them they're a lost cause anyway? That's your question for today. I hope you'll share that discussion with some friends, family, commuters, neighbors, somebody else in your life who you can share our challenges with. Watch them at different times, and then when you are together, I hope you can discuss what you've been learning. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.